USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is defending his use of the malaria drug to ward off the coronavirus. The president has also revealed that he started taking hydroxychloroquine after one of his Oval Office military valets tested positive for the coronavirus.
It's gotten a bad reputation only because I'm promoting it.
The president described a VA study that showed increased mortality among patients who took hydroxychloroquine as a political move by Democrats. He spoke at the White House.
This is an individual decision to make, but it's had a great reputation, and if it was somebody else other than me, people would say, gee, isn't that smart?
Vice President Mike Pence, whose press secretary recently came down with the virus, says he's not taking hydroxychloroquine. He says his doctor hasn't recommended it. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Senate Intelligence Committee has voted to approve President Trump's nominee to take over as National Intelligence Director. The panel voted 8-7 to approve John Ratcliffe of Texas to the nation's top intelligence post. His nomination will receive a full Senate vote. Senator Mark Warner told reporters it was a straight party line vote. Ratcliffe, 54, has represented Texas' 4th District since 2015 and has been a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Ratcliffe would be the first permanent director of National Intelligence since Dan Coats resigned last July. The vote occurred under new leadership on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is now acting chairman after replacing Senator Richard Burr, who resigned last week amid an FBI investigation into whether he broke the law when he sold off shares of stock early during the coronavirus crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A basketball star is helping to provide millions of dollars to minority-owned businesses that were hit hard during the pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
NBA Hall of Famer Magic Johnson says his life insurance company will lend small businesses $100 million through a federal coronavirus relief program. Johnson telling ABC's Good Morning America his Equitrust life insurance company will make loans through the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program.
My company, Equitrust, we put up $100 million for these fantastic companies that were not part of the loan system, the stimulus package that went out, and they couldn't get loans.
Classic TV fans are mourning the passing of the actor behind the TV character Eddie Haskell. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Leave It to Beaver actor Ken Osmond died at 76 on Monday at his Los Angeles home. He'd become a child actor at age 9, landing the role of Eddie Haskell, the good boy, bad boy in Beaver's Neighborhood.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver. That's a very pretty dress.
But when the show ended, he found himself a victim of typecasting and switched from acting to become a Los Angeles police officer for 19 years. He was shot 5 times during one encounter, his bulletproof vest feeling the impact of all but one of the bullets. The last one struck his belt buckle and he survived. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.